You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
On TV, Giuliani said there were 10, 12, 30, 40 people celebrating, some in Queens, some in Brooklyn. The former mayor said had there been thousands celebrating, he would have known. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Today is Giving Tuesday, which aims 180 degrees away from Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It's a 24-hour online campaign to encourage people to donate to charities, volunteer, and support causes that help others. Giving Tuesday got started 3 years ago. The founder says people can give blood, give their time, and give away clothing they aren't using. This year, there's even a campaign encouraging organ donation. Last year, Giving Tuesday raised about $45 million and involved more than 15,000 nonprofits. More than 30,000 nonprofits are signed up this year. 60 years ago today, a 42-year-old woman in Alabama took a stand by keeping her seat, Tammy Rose reports.
It was on a bus that Rosa Parks was arrested when she didn't give up her seat for a white man. That was December 1st, 1955. Less than a week later, a young, little-known pastor named Martin Luther King Jr. led a citywide bus boycott. That chain of events set off what became the civil rights movement and led to a historic Supreme Court ruling banning segregation. Parks died in October of 2005, just weeks before the 50th anniversary of her arrest. I'm Tammy Rose.
And vintage baby names are still the most popular. The online pregnancy and parenting online resource Baby Center reports that the five most popular girls' names are Sophia, Emma, Olivia, Ava, and Mia. The top five for boys are Jackson, Aiden, Liam, Lucas, and Noah. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And gift giving just got easier at Kohl's. Now you can buy online, pick up in store. Skip the shipping fee and get it today. Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma may be gone, but his work to root out government waste continues.
When Senator Tom Coburn stepped down in January 2015, many people thought his yearly publication called The Waste Book showing massive government financial waste would go too. Now Coburn's successor, Senator James Lankford, has released his own version list he called The Federal Fumbles. Lankford told a press conference today he's focusing on fixing the differences between state budgets and the federal budget.
Every state has a requirement that they're going to balance their budget. They have a budget, they live by that budget, and they function under it, except for the federal government. Federal government doesn't ask how much do we have. The federal government asks what do we want to do.
Lankford said all Americans should be able to look at any government program to look for waste. I'm Jason Wirt.
A major winter storm is dumping a lot of snow on the northern plains and the upper Midwest for the third time in less than 2 weeks, and winter doesn't officially begin for three more weeks. Forecasters say South Dakota and are in the crosshairs of a storm that could dump up to a foot of snow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
While many in the media report that the motives of Robert Louis Deer in last Friday's tragic shooting at the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Colorado Springs, they still blame conservatives anyway. USA Radio News' Russ Jones compiled this montage.
Deer made his first court appearance on Monday where his motivations weren't discussed.
So even without knowing anything concrete about this man's motives, police have not yet determined what motivated the gunman.
His ties to Planned Parenthood and his motives still unclear.
Even with no motive, the media has been quick to blame Deer's shooting spree on the pro-life movement and its so-called smear campaigns.
This extreme rhetoric, right, that has kind of put Planned Parenthood in the crosshairs.
That bulletin warned of, quote, lone offenders using tactics of arsons and threats, all of which are typical of the pro-life extremist movement.
Why could this individual have an AK-47 type weapon of mass destruction?
One of the other lessons about what happened here is that open carry laws make it much harder for law enforcement to do their jobs.
Yep. Can't differentiate between an Islamic terrorist and a Christian terrorist. Ideologically, they're almost, you know, the same.
And the ideologies of abortion clinics provides a service that murders some 3,000 babies in the U.S. per day.